In the 21st century, it's truly disheartening to witness that millions of Canadians are still living below the poverty line. Statistics Canada reported that in 2022, around 3.8 million Canadians, roughly 9.9% of the population, were facing the harsh realities of poverty. This is a significant crisis that impacts children, families, seniors, and individuals all across the nation. The introduction of U.S. tariffs on imports could worsen this situation by driving up costs for Canadian exporters, making it increasingly difficult for them to compete in the crucial American market. As a result, we could see a drop in sales and revenues, which might force businesses to cut costs through layoffs. This would hit low-income households the hardest and lead to rising unemployment rates. Additionally, the increased prices for imported goods due to tariffs would erode the purchasing power of Canadian consumers, causing a slowdown in economic activity. It's essential to tackle the complex relationship between U.S. tariffs and Canada's economy with significant government intervention aimed at eliminating poverty. The repercussions of poverty are far-reaching, leading to health issues, limited educational opportunities, and reduced upward mobility, especially for children in low-income families. While initiatives like the Canada Child Benefit and the Guaranteed Income Supplement have offered some relief, there's an urgent need for more comprehensive strategies that address the root causes of poverty and create sustainable solutions. To effectively combat poverty, Canada must strengthen its social safety nets by reassessing programs like employment insurance and social assistance. Current benefits often fall short of covering basic living expenses, leaving many individuals in vulnerable situations. Increasing financial support can help keep citizens from falling into poverty. Housing is a fundamental human right, yet many Canadians are grappling with high rents and a lack of options. The government should prioritize funding for affordable housing initiatives to ensure that everyone has access to safe and stable living conditions. This could involve public housing projects, partnerships with nonprofits, and incentives for private developers to create affordable units, all of which would contribute to reducing poverty. Creating well-paying jobs is crucial for alleviating poverty. The government should invest in education and vocational training to equip Canadians with the necessary skills, particularly marginalized groups like Indigenous peoples and individuals with disabilities. Local, provincial, and federal politicians need to seriously consider innovative solutions to tackle poverty. If these tariffs remain in place for the next 4 years, it's clear that Canada's poverty rate will likely rise from its current level. Canada should also look into the possibility of a universal basic income pilot program to ensure that no citizen lives below the poverty line. A basic income could empower individuals to pursue education or start their own businesses without the weight of financial stress. While concerns about costs exist, the potential benefits are worth serious consideration. Canada must implement economic policies that prioritize the needs of the vulnerable by engaging with community organizations and those directly affected by poverty. By listening to their experiences, the government can develop effective solutions. Addressing poverty can lead to a reduced reliance on social services, potentially freeing up government funds for critical areas like infrastructure and education. Ultimately, fostering a fairer society can enhance productivity and ignite innovation, driving sustainable economic growth in the long run. Confronting poverty is a collective responsibility that requires bold action. By putting comprehensive strategies into place, we can uplift millions of Canadians and restore dignity to our citizens.